Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
How about that Super Bowl? The last-minute touchdown, that dazzling halftime show, those celebrity-studded commercials. Christopher Walken, wow. No wonder a record 123 million people tuned in. But a few of us were looking for something more. Taylor Swift. Sure, we got a few glimpses of her, reacting to the ups and downs of the Kansas City Chiefs and tight end Travis Kelce, her boyfriend. Still, we were disappointed. For weeks, social and other media have reported that Swift has been secretly recruited by the Pentagon to prolong the rule of a corrupt regime. So, imagine our disappointment when, contrary to widespread predictions, she and Kelce did not appear together at halftime to endorse our sitting president for re-election. It was so unlike them. You see, Swift, who has 300 million Instagram followers, did back Joe Biden in 2020. Her boyfriend does endorsements for a major vaccine producer. Clearly, Swift is in the bag for the ruling elite, and I would argue, she's the future of American politics. Elections used to be about coming up with policies, courting interest groups, creating coalitions. Now, a campaign is just a dramedy with little connection to the real world, though lots of pizzazz. Candidates don't need platforms, they need plot lines. The more interesting, the better. That's why we have a front-runner who insists, without a lot of proof, that the last election was stolen, the Justice Department is out to get him, and Vladimir Putin is our friend. It'd make a great miniseries, sure to get renewed. Meanwhile, the incumbent is stuck in a documentary from the golden age of radio, a book report on economic statistics and NATO expansion. Poor guy. Campaigning used to be a serious undertaking. Now, it's a show. Politics and entertainment have merged. Candidates today must be colorful, provocative, outrageous, everywhere. And, above all, not boring. In his famous book, 1984, George Orwell warned that we'd be oppressed by dictatorial government. Instead, we're living in another dystopian novel of that era, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. To him, the tool of oppression would be our addiction to amusement. That's why I think Taylor Swift should run for president. She's young, looks great on TV, and is currently so popular she just might win. How much worse could she be than that other entertainer who's running? I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.